This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Concerns have spiked around civilian safety in Ukraine after officials announced more than 25% of air raid shelters are locked or unusable. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers with more.
Discovery comes just days after a woman in Kyiv allegedly died waiting outside a shuttered shelter during a Russian missile barrage. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about the situation in Kyiv. After everything has happened, Kyiv residents repeatedly post information about the lack of access to shelters, not just about closed shelters, but about obstructed entrances to shelters, about the absence of shelters at all in some parts of the city. This level of negligence in the city cannot be excused. The Interior Ministry said that over 5,300 volunteers would continue to inspect shelters across Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
And the influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un filed again Sunday to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite. This is VOA News. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will travel to China next week to try to boost communication with Beijing at a time of tense relations between the two countries. Reuters' Lisa Bernard with details.
Ties between the world's two largest economies are at loggerheads over everything from the future of democratically ruled Taiwan, territorial claims in the South China Sea, and President Joe Biden's restrictions on semiconductor chip exports. For its latest diplomatic effort, the U.S. will send Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, to China to discuss what the State Department called, quote, key issues in the bilateral relationship. Crittenbrink's trip follows a visit to China last month by CIA Director William Burns.
Meanwhile, China's defense minister has defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait. Telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore that such a so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. In his first international public address since becoming defense minister in March, General Li Shengfu told the Shangri-La Dialogue Sunday that China does not have any problems with innocent passage, but that they must prevent attempts trying to use those freedom of navigation patrols, the innocent passage, to exercise hegemony of navigation. Three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian security officer have been killed near the country's border Saturday, Israel and Egypt said in a rare incident that the country said that they're investigating jointly, Edward Barron reports.
The Israeli military said an Egyptian police officer shot and killed two soldiers while they secured a military post at the Egyptian border early on Saturday. It said the officer and a third Israeli soldier were then killed in a confrontation inside Israeli territory hours later. Egypt's military said that the three Israeli and one Egyptian security personnel had been killed in an exchange of fire as the Egyptian security officer chased smugglers across the frontier. Israel evacuated one person wounded in the shooting to hospital. The Israeli military said it was unclear how the Egyptian officer crossed the border fence, and soldiers were searching the area to rule out additional assailants.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.